Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. I want to talk to you guys this week about setting goals. I know that's one of those tough subjects that everybody either loves or hates or just plain doesn't do it at all. I actually sort of like setting goals, but I sort of don't like setting goals. So I'm going to go kind of a different process of setting goals here, and you'll understand when I get more into the meat of this. So remember, a lot of the stuff I talk about is based on running, because that's what I love to do. And you know, if I could run 24 hours, 7 days a week, I would probably do it. But since I still have to earn a living working, because I haven't figured out how to make running earn a living, well, I can't run all the time. So one of the things about running is that when you look at runners, there's all kinds of different ways you can run. I have friends, you know, here in the Hampton Roads area that are very, very competitive. Man, they're on Strava and they're checking out who's got the fastest segment, and they go run it and see if they can beat the fastest segment. And their goal is to be speedy. My goal has never been to be fast running, because that's probably never going to happen anyway, so don't even attempt that as a goal. My goal is to finish. So anything that I'm doing running, it's to finish. If I set out in the morning and I want to do 5 miles, my goal isn't to see how fast I can run it. It's to run 5 miles. Everybody has different reasons for setting goals. Everybody has different ladders that they're trying to get to. But one of the things that you're going to have to remember is that if you don't set goals, you are going to hit them. Because you set a goal to not aim at anything. So one of my favorite pictures is to picture somebody with a bow and arrow. And they're out in the backyard and they're just flinging arrows out into the backyard. And you go out there and you're like, what are you shooting at? And they say, nothing. Well, you just hit it. You hit nothing. There has to be a goal out there. You have to be willing to hit something. The way I first learned about goals is I was in high school, and I was kind of this geeky little tiny sophomore going out for the football team, mainly because I didn't want to go home after school. I wanted to hang out, because the last thing I wanted to do was go home. So I went and played football. I wasn't very good at it. I'm not very athletic. I had to play with my glasses on, because I really can't see much without my glasses on. And so I'm just this geek out there with my glasses on, half the time with tape, holding my glasses together because they broke. And I remember this football coach coming up, and he was one of the assistants, and he came up and he asked me, you know, what my goal was in coming out this year. And I must have given him a really stupid look, because he said, well, if you don't set a goal, you're going to hit it. Not setting a goal is a goal itself. And what you've just done is you set a goal to accomplish nothing and wander aimlessly. Well, that has set with me my entire life. 10 years ago when I began running, I looked at the same thing. I set goals. And I was like, okay, my first goal was to be able to get to the end of the block. Once I was able to get to the end of the block, it was like, whew, all right, accomplished that goal. So then my next goal was to be able to get around the block. Well, I hit that, and so then there was a lake near our house, and the goal was to be able to run all the way around the lake. That took a little bit longer to do, but I finally got that done, and finally somebody told me that, you know, there's races, why not enter a 5K race? So I signed up, and my wife and I drove to Williamsburg, and I ran the Jingle Bell Ball race, and it was a lot of fun. My goal was to finish. That was it. So the goal of that race was to finish. I did. I finished it. I've learned something about goal setting along the way. Most of the goals that we set are outcome-based goals. And so what happens when you hit an outcome-based goal, it's done. So when I started thinking deeper about running and what running was doing for me, both for my mental health and my physical health, my marriage, my job, I suddenly realized that I didn't need to have a outcome-based goal for running. So my processes are the goals that I was going at, not the outcome. So these are the three steps. You got to have a goal. It has to be specific. It has to be something attainable. The second step in that whole goal is, this is the one that will probably make you think I'm weird, but your goal has to be something that makes you smile. Like if you set a goal and it doesn't make you smile, probably don't need to have that goal out there because it's not, you're not going to go anywhere with it. And the last thing is the goal has to challenge you enough that you keep on doing it, but not be so challenging that you quit. Let's go on to setting a specific and attainable goal. So David Roach is one of my favorite run coaches, coach runners. Not sure how you say that. The runner coach dude. Okay, so David Roach is one of my favorite runner coach dude. He wrote a Strava blog article back in 2018. Get better at running by setting meaningful goals. This should be the gold standard for setting goals. Read that article. Get better at running by setting meaningful goals. Translate it to whatever you're doing in life. What Roach talked about in this article is he said there's two schools of thoughts, the outcome-based goals versus the process goals. And he calls outcome-based goals a result goal. What he's talking about is he's talking about when you go out and you set these result-based goals, it's deflating. Because when you get the result that you wanted, you're done. You're finished. There's nothing after that. Now you have to set a new goal. So let's just say that you started 2021. You said, I want to lose 25 pounds in 2021. Okay, that's a good goal. But let's back this up a little bit. What are you specifically going to do so that you can have the outcome, but the process actually changes something within you to make your goal be meaningful? When I was over 200 and 250 pounds or whatever it was, my goal was not to get to 180 pounds. My goal was to learn what the bad habits I had were so that I could change those habits so that the weight would come off because I was doing the things that mattered. And I made it a lifestyle change. The very first goal that I had was to stop drinking sodas. Up until this point, every meal I had a soda. Lunch, dinner, during the day, drank sodas. So my very first goal was to wean myself off of sodas. It was weird because once I weaned myself off of sodas, weight started to drop because I wasn't pouring all the sugar into my body. The process-based goal of stopping drinking soda resulted in my losing weight. Most importantly, it became part of my lifestyle. So the specific attainable goal of stopping drinking sodas resulted in a lifestyle change that has continued to this day, 10 years later. When I set out to be a runner, to start running ultra marathons, my goal wasn't, I'm going to go run 50 miles. No, I learned the process that it took to get there. My first 50 miler was the year that I turned 50. Now we're kind of on to goal setting tip number two, which is your goal has to make you smile. So I had lost weight. It's 2014. I'm getting down. I think I was nearing 200 pounds, which was huge at the time. And I decided that turning 50, I didn't want it to mean that I was getting old. I just wanted it to say I was starting the second half. And so I set a goal to run a 50-mile run on my 50th birthday. And the reason I did that is I wanted to symbolize to myself that I was starting the second half strong. When I set this goal, it made me smile. I'd never run 50 miles. I didn't know that humans were doing this all the time. What I did was I studied, okay, if I'm going to run 50 miles on my 50th birthday, I've really got to build endurance. I have to be able to keep some food down because this is going to probably take me 12 to 15 hours. That's kind of the time frame that I had. The whole time that I was doing this, though, I was really, really happy about it. There was nothing about this goal that made it seem like it was a struggle. To me, starting the second half strong was saying, I'm going to develop habits. I'm going to develop disciplines that continually make me want to smile and continually make me want to challenge myself to be a better version of me. So when I actually went out on my 50th birthday and I ran my 50 miles, my wife serenaded me with some beautiful songs along the way. We made this fun. We had a great time. At the end of 50 miles, I definitely knew that I had run 50 miles. I could feel it all over my body. But it was a celebration because I did start the second half of my life stronger. The last thing that you have to do with your goals is you have to make them just challenging enough that you stay engaged, but not so challenging that you quit. So right now I have these goals for a 24-hour race that I'm running. So my goal is I want to reach 100 miles in this 24-hour race. It's just challenging enough that I have to think about my pace. I have to think about my pain management. I have to think about what to eat, how to stay hydrated. All these things are important as I work up to hitting 100 miles during this 24-hour race. But it's not so challenging that I go, ah, screw it, I'm not going to get there anyway. So rolling all these three things together, the reason that I am a big proponent of process-based goals is results are going to deflate you. If you hit a result or if you don't come close to a result, once the event has happened, you're done. So my processes are the goals that I was going at, not the outcome. All my process-based goals are specific, they're attainable. They make me smile. I don't set goals that frustrate the snot out of me. I set goals that make me smile. And the very last thing is, I set goals that are challenging, but not so challenging that I go, I'm done, I quit. What I want to challenge you with is set a process-based goal in one area. Shoot me an email at livingandultralife@gmail.com, and I'm going to just stay engaged with you to see how you're doing with your process-based goals. So just one area. You can do it in your physical life, you can do business, you can do whatever you want to do. One goal, shoot me an email, say, here's my process-based goal, help me work on this. And we are going to take this year and we are going to live an ultra life, a life lived to the full, because we're not frustrating ourselves with outcome-based goals. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week on Living an Ultra Life.